Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is your man Major, and I'm back at y'all for episode number 31. And I know it's been a little bit, man, since we hit y'all with episode number 30, but we just want to go ahead and just let that episode breathe just a little bit, man. Let it go ahead and get some exposure, man, and make sure everybody got out there and downloaded that one. And we've been getting a lot of good feedback off of that episode, so that's what's up. And in the meantime, man, we also hit y'all with an episode from Extravagant Gangster Radio. So shout out to the homies over there in New York. And we hope that y'all enjoyed, you know, listening to their show and checking that one out. But we back at it, man. We've just been, you know, doing all kinds of things, you know, behind the scenes, building things up for our anniversary show, which is going to be coming up in a little bit. Pretty much close to a month, man. So make sure y'all check for that one. We got a, you know, just a roundtable show that's going to be, you know, included in that, and the shit is just gonna be nuts, man. It's gonna be off the chain, so make sure y'all stick with us and make sure y'all check that one out. But now, man, we back to business, and since we back at it, I want to go ahead and announce our winner from episode number 30. My man LB with the track Everybody Runs took the title for that week. So make sure you go over to Hip Hop Directory or come on over to digitallsd.com and, you know, read up on LB and check out his bio. And also, man, go to lbbeats.net, man. The dude can produce. He got a lot of tracks out there. So any of y'all artists that's, you know, looking for heat, go ahead and holler at my man. But now, though, man, we about to go ahead and jump into this first track of the day. And our first artist is a repeat artist, man. It's my boy Rain coming out of Brentwood, New York. And this track is called What I'm About. And if you want to check him out, go to musicfreedom.com/Rain. And that's R-E-I-G-N. The name of the album is called Rain Drops. And this track right here, man, I like it, man. It's, you know, kind of fast moving, man. It's a real MC style of beat, man. And he be eating the track up, man. He be spitting hard on this one. So we about to go ahead and slide into this one to kick it off for the day. Let's do it.
Gotta show these niggas what I'm about. You talk a good one, but you don't go. And I know that you fake niggas really ain't no go. Yo, they bore me with all this monotonous chit-chat. See, every time they spit, I realize what a bitch at. I'm watching hip-hop lose its health when they spit that. Glamorous, pretty shit, adorable knick-knack. I wanna be the first, step right up and get laid out. Times is changing, your shiny tracks is played out. Late or broad day out. I roll with so many Latinos, I got you thinking of Puerto Rican parades out. Incinerate the crowd like I spit grenades out. I don't need to know you, see, I know enough about. You're harmless, you gangster inside the vocal booth. Bottle to your grill, watch you cry with a broken tooth. Niggas lost track of what's supposed to be focused to. In fact, with a crowd of bitches, I hardly notice you. Rain here, bow down, speak when spoken to. Holding up the crown now, shining over you. Gotta show these niggas what I'm about. You talk a good one, but you don't though. And I know that you fake niggas really ain't loco. You claim that you raw, but you really don't mean war. What the fuck you think that I'm here for? Rain is coming, industry is taking a detour. Every time I start to lose my inspiration, I think about my niggas who's incarcerated. 23-hour lock, brain shocked and jaded. Lonely, distraught, and unaccommodated. Fuck the truce, I ain't trying to deal with nothing but the truth. I'm telling y'all now, we ain't got no love for you. Got me asking myself, who the fuck is you? No matter what they say, nigga, you ain't bulletproof. You just ain't been hit right, the windpipe. Punctured right could end life and then might bring you down to the realization on what you're facing. The most worthy artifact in the basement. I know I'm kinda impatient, my thoughts is constantly pacing. Trying to be righteous in a world dominated by hatred. Fuel in the industry, my fire must be contagious. Cause niggas hitting up their lab wants to say a play this. I understand. Gotta show these niggas what I'm about. You talk a good one, but you don't go. And I know that you fake niggas really ain't loco. You claim that you raw, but you really don't mean war. What the fuck you think that I'm here for? Rain is coming, industry is taking a detour. So what I'm here now, what? You models getting exposed. The industry will try to change you from your words to your clothes. Put a curve in your flow, so you deserving them hoes. Cause everyone's your best friend on the verge to blow. Mostly concerning the dough, can turn your friend into foe. My advice, keep the click tight and ready to roll. What? And don't think just cause you heard me spit commercial shit that I won't run up in your crib and kidnap your bitch. I ain't invincible, nor do I claim to be the smartest. But I know real niggas, son, and you ain't the hardest. Paper mache, motherfucker, blow you away. Rest you lay, nigga, think about tomorrow. Today, see your boys gon' tell you that you're spitting the fire. Reality's different, son, you won't be higher. Seen the hardest nigga knock, and he sang like Mariah. So you ain't telling me nothing, it's me you admire. Gotta show these niggas what I'm about. You talk a good one, but you don't though.
is coming, industry is taking a detour.
All right, y'all, for those who've been listening to the show for the long time, man, I know this is that time where we usually go ahead and do the hip-hop news, but this week, man, it was just too much going on. Schedules got too hectic, so I didn't get a chance to holler at my man Fro this week, but he'll be back on it next week, man, in episode number 32, so I'm going to check him out then. But shit, it's a little bit going on in the hip-hop world this week, so I'm going to go ahead and touch on some shit myself. And in case y'all hadn't heard, man, C Murder is, you know, out right now. He was on house arrest, but they just, you know, lifted that too. So right now my man is, you know, awaiting his new trial, and, you know, basically I guess he's, you know, pretty much free to do whatever he wants. So, you know, he's still got a big battle, you know, facing him. If he's found guilty, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. But, you know, for the moment, man, C Murder is a free man, and he's out there doing his thing, and I'm sure he's probably grinding on an album or something, trying to get that out before the trial shit happens. But wasn't sure if y'all heard about that. In other news, Lil Kim is trying to get off of Atlantic Records, man. And you know, it's surprising me a little bit, man, because Atlantic is one of the big fucking major labels, you know, in the whole industry, and there's only about five or six of them, and Atlantic is one of them. But, you know, sources close to Kim say that, you know, she's negotiating with them, and for the most part they just kind of hope that Atlantic will go ahead and let her go and let her do her own thing. And so I'm not sure where she's trying to get to, or, you know, where she wants to be headed, but that's what's good, man. She's trying to get up off of Atlantic if they, you know, can't come to an agreement. So we'll have to keep an eye on that and see what happens with Kim. And in the last news, man, we got some crazy shit going on with Beanie Sigel, man. For those of y'all who haven't heard, I guess it was August the 11th, and Sigel, you know, reported that he got, you know, robbed, got boxed in by some cars, you know, got robbed for some jewelry, and then he got shot in the shoulder. And the police, man, right now, they're looking at it, and they like, hold the fuck up, man. They like, your story got all kinds of holes in it. We don't believe you was, you know, where you was at, and we don't think shit went down like you was saying. And I guess according to reports, man, you know, Sigel didn't really want to cooperate. But I mean, shit, that's how it is, man. In the streets, man, that ain't no talking, and, you know, dealing with cops is just something that cats ain't trying to do. So the police is frustrated, and they said that they're going to actually be listening to his next album, looking for clues and shit. So that's what's up, man. They're going to be, you know, bumping the CD, trying to figure out what happened that night on August the 11th, man. So make sure y'all, you know, keep your ears open and keep your eyes open, looking for shit on that story. But that's what's up, man. That's all I got for this week as far as news. There's always tons of shit going on out there, but I ain't got time to cover all of it. But now, though, man, let's go ahead and get into our second track. And next artist is my man Gif. And he's a cat, man, that's just got crazy talent. The dude can spit. And shit, I'm not sure if, you know, a lot of people heard it, because he was on the Roundtable Show, and there was so much discussion in there, and we did blend in some music. But he was one of the artists that was on that show, and he had a fire track then, but he's back again on this one. My man's coming out of Watts and Compton, California, out of that area. And this track right here, man, is really, you know, it don't sound like no West Coast music, man. To me, it got kind of an East Coast sound, but whatever he doing with it, the shit is right. The name of this track is called Who You Are, and if you want to check him out, go to www.dagif, that's dagif.com, and the album is called View of a Loser on Top of the World. So make sure y'all holler at him, man, and see how y'all can check out that song. We about to go ahead and slide into this track right now.
Used to catch me on a block getting twisted, man. Twisting up, getting lifted, man. Used to say that I would stay high till the day I kicked the can. Thank God for that bad aim. Damn, no Uncle Sam want me on the lam, caught up in the scam, so we can use the battering ram on the doors of my fam. Though I'm just trying to survive the struggle. Crack, juggle, pack, trouble, bubble. In the hood, we all aspire to skip to my loot. Street ball, but so often we fall. That aspiration needs a recall. Slaves to the dollar, think it's time I'm free all. Think big, but we small. Powerful to the powerless, but to the powerful, we got no power at all. Politicians fuck us and tag our names on a bathroom stall. Got 100 million students, but the class too small. And I ask you all.
Black man,
one of the top, another black man strip him. That's why I stay in this white man's world. I ain't a victim, I'm a victim of the black man's ignorance to the setup of the system. Cause it ain't hard to dodge the dagger. Old man, impotent dick, can't rise up unless they keep beating us Viagra. They stop, we drop and fall like Niagara. Left for the cops to beat up and drag you. Tiger to the back of a truck like Gene Bird Jr. Hang you to a tree and then laugh like Silly Cunha. But we could get better if we invest our fortune in the future rather than a fly chain or a sweater. Y'all can laugh like whatever, indulge in pleasure. Blow your whole income tax on an Acura Integra. Living in your mom's house, sleeping on your mom's couch, playing PlayStation, conversating about niggas hating. I'm waiting, debating. I sit and think, whatever happened to the knights that got locked, spending nights for fighting for civil rights? Like, oh yeah, forgot, niggas got civil rights, stages, mics, and lights. Now they fight for the rights to be uncivil. Look, and see no tokens in the struggle, just corporate snarls. Went after government with guns, and they go for them jobs. We lost breath, why say the life of a people when it costs death? And all they do is cause stress. This issue I address, you care less and less. A pistol press through your flesh and somebody shouting, die, nigga. And now you wanna cry, nigga. So hard to show a picture to a closed eye figure. But I try and I try and y'all treat me like I'm trying to sell your ice in the cold of Alaskan winter. Until I'm bullets poke holes in your center and end you.
Yes, sir, man. That's that track right there. That track is just straight fire, man. I'm really feeling that production, man. But that's my man, Gif. And before we get any further, man, I want to go ahead and, you know, throw a little bit of information out there, man. When we do this one-year anniversary show, man, we're going to have it hooked up so that people is actually going to be able to call in while we are recording the show. Now, I mean, don't get it twisted. I mean, it's going to be a live environment, so we're going to be able to take calls. We're going to be able to interact with our listeners. And hopefully we'll get a lot of people, man, that's out here on the message boards and our regular listeners to actually, you know, get online that night and holler at us, man, while we're putting the show together. And that's going to be the live thing, man. And then, of course, we're going to have the, you know, finished product for normal episode, man. But that's going to be hot. It's going to be something that's cool. It's going to allow other people to get involved, man. You can call in. And maybe you've been waiting, you know what I'm saying, to say something, and maybe you haven't taken the time and left a voicemail or gotten on the message board or whatever. So this is going to be the perfect opportunity, man. You know what I'm saying? If you've been wanting to, you know, holler at us about something, man, or if you've been wanting to put your two cents in on some of the topics we've been discussing, man, you know, come online that night, and we're going to have, you know, the date and all that shit set in stone later. But right now I'm just putting it out there, man, just to get it in people's minds. When that day comes, make sure y'all ready and, you know, get at us, you know, online. So that's what's good. Also, man, next week in episode number 32, make sure y'all check for the interview with my man Donnell Jones, the R&B superstar, man. The album just came out, the Gemini album, and debuted at number one on the R&B chart. So Donnell's back real strong, doing big things, and, you know, he was cool enough to talk with us, so we're going to have that one coming up in next week's show, so make sure you come back for it. But now, man, about to go ahead and get into this next track called Street Life, and these cats is coming out of Pittsburgh, PA, and it's Blizzom, AK, and Capion, and if you want to holler at these dudes, man, go to www.crimecommittee.com. The label is called Crime Committee, and the album is called 100% Hater Proof. So that's what's up, man. And this shit right here, man, I think y'all gonna be feeling it, man. It's a gutter-ass track. I'm feeling the flows, I'm feeling the beat and everything, man. We're about to get into it right now. Yeah.
Hey, street life, street life. nights make them scared of the dark. Niggas scattered from the floor, they can't swim with the sharks. Where you are?
Holding out a hope, rip pistols and shot. These niggas swearing that ain't hard, but I know that they're not. The street life,
creep nights make them scared of the dark. Niggas scattered from the floor, they can't swim with the sharks. Where you are?
Holding out a hope, rip pistols and shot. These niggas swearing that ain't hard, but I know that they're not. The street life.
About your misdemeanors, killer flow. I should've named my daughter Katrina. What you mean, nigga? Your opinion don't matter. Long as I sell out in my hood like the Green Bay Packers. My life full of bullshit, the rapping is slow. My son don't need me on the block with the blow. If it's the cold, then the streets of being broke ain't in it. Then neither is snitching. But niggas still tell on their friends. So hard times about to come, try to stay out the pen. Maybe the purple make it better if I mix it with gin. Once again, bliss, I'm banging in your hood, don't quit. Black thoughts keep me rooted in the south like Chris. This ain't a flip, how can the world sit still if it turn? How can I walk by a chick with an ass that burn? Crime committee hit me, nigga, with a track that burn. Guns up, the funds up, you wanna fuck, you learn. Street nights, creepy nights, make them scared of the dark. Niggas scattered from the floor, they can't swim with the sharks. Where you are?
Holding out a hope, rip pistols and shot. These niggas swearing that ain't hard, but I know that they're not. The street
lights, creepy nights, make them scared of the dark. Niggas scattered from the floor, they can't swim with the sharks. Where you are?
Holding out a hope, rip pistols and shot. These niggas swearing that ain't hard, but I know that they're not. The street lights, to the end, I be thugging you to friends. But I'm rushing with the twig, like I'm busting with a bullet. I got love for my dog, keep the doors, this is for. Trust, these don't trust you, so what the fuck is up? Either with me or against me. That's my fault, who said to snitch. Your time is ticking, so convinced. All them hits, mis come against me. It's officially a hit. That no burden could be missing. Crime committed, got a hit. Then they can't start a spin. It's the risk of the bit. But my profit ain't the same. My position getting interest, cause I'm all about cash. Run fast, now you sweet. Have it busting at your ass. I ain't seldom told him heat. I'll forever stand strapped. One time, can't say it. Not to pop it, know your name. Keep the hating circulating. Maybe get you now, not later. Old play. If you know it, then you know that ain't the time to kick it phony. Make a nigga run up on the wrong day.
Street life, freak nights, make them scared of the dark. Niggas scattered from the floor, they can't swim with the sharks. Where you are?
Holding out a hope, rip pistols and shot. These niggas swearing that ain't hard, but I know that they're not.
The street life, freak nights, make them scared of the dark. Niggas scattered from the floor, they can't swim with the sharks. Where you are?
Holding out a hope, rip pistols and shot. These niggas swearing that ain't hard, but I know that they're not.
These niggas act like gangsters to real gangsters come to play. The fifth make them feel like they got nothing to say. It seems like they handle beef in a racist way. Three niggas pop up with KKKs. And fuck who you is, nigga, you can still lay. Cross cap and you begging for early grade. I sent a pussy to the pearly gates. I got two felonies, so I can't afford the mistakes. The street life ain't familiar to you. You just act like you live it, cause they told you it's cool. What you know about bringing OZs to school? I never sit still with it, cap or make that move. And police in the town really hate that dude, cause 2 years of pursuit, they ain't got no clue. And you talk a good one, but you're not that dude. That ice grill look convincing, but you're not that rude.
Street life, freaky nights, make them scared of the dark. Niggas scattered from the floor, they can't swim with the sharks. Where you are?
Holding out a hope, rip pistols and shot. These niggas swearing that ain't hard, but I know that they're not.
The street life, freaky nights, make them scared of the dark. Niggas scattered from the floor, they can't swim with the sharks. Where you are?
Holding out a hope, rip pistols and shot. These niggas swearing that ain't hard, but I know that they're not. The street life.
All right, y'all, I'm back at you real quick. And before I do anything else, man, I want to get a couple of shout-outs out there this week to a couple of cats, man, that's been on the message boards doing their thing. And, of course, my man J-Mac and Fro, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, work for Hood Hype, so they've been out there, you know, posting shit up like crazy. But my man Ill Tactics, got to send mad love to my dude, man. Dude been on the message boards, man, posting up, you know, new links, man, whether it's articles, you know, funny shit, don't matter what it is, man. He been out there faithfully just interacting with people, man, replying to messages. So I want to shout him out. And then my man Zoe from the 313, you know, he's with a clique called iMac. He just got on the message boards this week, and dude and I already posted about 5-6 times out there already, man. So he out there trying to get it cracking. And we got some other regulars, man, that's out there. So, you know, we glad to see that, man. And we trying to get, you know, more and more people come out there and just, you know, get personal with us, man. Come on out there, you know, just holler at us and, you know, shoot the shit with us, man. We be out there talking anything from sports to what's funny, what's the hottest CDs, whatever it is, man. It's good discussion. So come on out there if you haven't already. And now, man, I'm about to go ahead and play a little voicemail freestyle that we got real quick. So let's go ahead and slide into that.
What's really good? It's your boy. You can hear when I'm up in the hood. It's hyped up when I listen to your show. That's right. I'm on WKUF Radio. Sonny Mayo, that's who I be. I'm listening to episode 1 with my homeboy G. Beat Smokes, SBM representing. You got actual. We all represent the mitten. It's Donnie Mayo, homie, and I represent the city of Flint, and there ain't no accident. You can holler at me because I got my own show on 94.3. They call me Donnie Mayo. I'm going to repeat what I'm saying over and over again. I'm from the 810, the Big Ten, Michigan. Yes, that's where I reside, on the north side of Flint. Homeboy, we ride. All day, I got love for the T. I love the show, Hype Radio, dude, you feel me? I'm just tripping this shit. Hoolinhype.com, you know they drop bombs on the regular. Fuck these other competitors, don't talk about this radio station shit. That's why I wish I was down with the click on some real shit. I'm a Flint, holla at me, dog, I'm gonna get this. Chillin' with my dudes, that's how I do for show. I'm just chillin', my nigga. I had to let it go, you know what I'm saying? I had to vent real quick. This your boy Donnie Mayo, man. I'm from Flint, Michigan. I work for 94.3 WKUF. I just checked out your site, man. I'm feeling that shit, man. That's some real shit. I'm sitting here listening to my cousin. This my cousin right here, Billy Smokes, man. We both from the Fifth Ward, you know what I'm saying? It's love, man. I would do anything for you, man, for sure, for free, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling, drinking a little bit of Hennessy and shit, smoking on a blunt. My fucking grandmama passed yesterday, you know what I'm saying? So, your boy just holding it down, man. I represent Flint. I'm on WKUF 94.3 on Thursdays. From Thursday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Fridays, I'm there in the morning from 8 to 12 p.m. And then on Saturday, I'm there from 12 to 4, you know what I'm saying? Good hype, I got y'all, man. I'm finna give y'all mad love on the air and shit tomorrow when I go. Holla at me, 810-394-0802.
All right, y'all, that's what's up, man. Real talk right there. Shout out to my man Donnie Mayo, man, for calling us up and, you know, giving us that love, man, especially, you know, giving us some, you know, shout outs on the radio. We really, you know, really appreciate that, man, and we feel that 100%. And we love to get feedback too, man, from right here at home, man. Anytime you got people right here in your home state feeling your shit, that's always a good thing. And a shout out to B Smokes, man, and the whole Dayton Avenue camp up there in Flint, doing it real big. And shit, my man was sipping on that Henny, man, had him freestyling for a minute. But shit, I ain't mad at that, man. We love when we get feedback like that, you know, anytime, man. So any of y'all listening out there, man, if you just sitting back, blowing some trees, sipping Henny, whatever the fuck you doing, man, go ahead and pick up the phone and just drop a little freestyle, man. Shit, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even got to be the greatest freestyler out there, but just call us up and get at us. We love playing it. And if we get anything like that, man, we gonna spin it. So that's what's good. But now we're about to go ahead and get into our closeout track. And the last artist is Re-Up, coming out of Virginia. And the name of this track is called Arms of a Stranger. And the record label is Heaven on Earth. And the name of the album is called Infancy to Adultery. And this track right here, man, is a straight up just street banger. Just gritty, man. I'm liking this one a lot. And if you want to check them out, go to myspace.com/reubmusic. And that's R-E-U-B and then M-U-Z-I-K. So I think y'all going to be feeling this track, man. We about to close out the show with this one. So let's go ahead and get into it.
This the story of a mother who home but too stoned. A child neglected since a newborn. Ends up in a group home from which he bounced quick. Decided to try for himself instead of listening to some counselors who need guidance they self. He tightens his belt, but long hours for short pay is pretty much the best you get without finishing 12th grade. Said the caseworker that was working this case, she got the blues like a smirk, but ain't no smirk in her face, cause she panicking. She know this boy can't handle it. Half-hearted promises, feelings of abandonment. from a mama who every time she manages to get custody, she do her son worse damages. But ain't no bandages, not for the hurt and confused. Too much violence and verbal abuse make it hard not to see that this evil lurking. He don't trust nobody, he not a people person. Still the caseworker see the hurt in his eyes. She give him money, time, and a personal life to keep this boy far away from harm and danger. First time he felt love was in the arms of a stranger. Chin strap, the same insecure youth who used to get pimp slapped. The witness, the robberies, sodomies, and rapings. He on stage at his own graduation, soaking in the moment till he opened his eyes to see his mom and a boyfriend coked out their minds, making a scene. At 18, he can't even dwell. Hugged the caseworker, then he hugged his mom and Bell. Got way too many issues for a shrink to shrink. He don't drink to get drunk, he just drink to drink. Scared to be alone, also scared to be around people that piss him off, people he beat him down. Like the cat one floor down, the apartment below, beating his friend and girlfriend cause she's starting to show the belly and the bruises. Almost every night she's screaming, giving son flashbacks of his high school demons. Breathing heavy, fine down the stairs thundering. Left looking for dead and the pregnant girl wondering why he held me, he don't know nothing about me. They was perfect strangers like Larry and Bobby. People go out all the time, go home and fuck a stranger. But I guess there's nothing stranger than love from a stranger. Free clinic, health department, he taking it there. Working overtime to pay for prenatal care. Swerving through traffic, quickly he zoomed. The contraction was coming quick, the delivery room was frantic. But don't panic, the doctor got it. You gotta wait in the lobby if you not the father, said the nurse. But the connection was more than blood, or some unprotected sex, this was more than love. So he lied like the sunshine through the rain. Overjoyed, he seen Shorty smile through the pain. With that confirmation, he kissed the belly at the time. Underwear in 3 hours, he be reading flatline, thinking of names, wanting to get him tattooed on his neck or his arms. Then the bad news struck, pat the baby on the butt, he breathing 10 pounds, 11 ounces, but she never got to see him. Shorty died, nothing on earth could save her, leaving a son to be raised by a perfect stranger.
All right, y'all, that's about it for me, man. Time for me to get the fuck up out of here, y'all. Next week, man, promise shit'll be back to normal. We're gonna have my boy Fro in here giving y'all the business on the hip-hop news. So make sure y'all come back next week for that one. And like I mentioned before, man, make sure y'all tune in for R&B sensation Donnell Jones. We got that interview next week, so make sure you catch it. I want to tell people, man, go to hiphopdirectory.com. Anything you're looking for related to hip-hop, you'll find it on Hip Hop Directory. And check us out on smoothbeats.com. And make sure y'all get over there, man, either to digitallsd.com or Hip Hop Directory and read up on my man LB. And also, give us a call at the Hype Line. I stressed it before, man. If you got a freestyle, you got some shit to get off your chest, don't matter what it is, call us up. 313-406-7577. If you want to get at me, man, it's major@hoodhype.com or fro@hoodhype.com if you want to talk to him about the news. Or if you just want to email the site on some business, man, hit us up at info@hoodhype.com. But shit, man, we'll be back at y'all next week, man. Make sure y'all catch us. This is your boy Major signing off for episode number 31.
This show has been a Mac Major production.